Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Bob's Movie Club.
Okay.
She just walked back in. Do you have a movie already all picked out?
Yeah, I do.
You don't? Look at her. Lying liar.
I plan this thing months in advance. I take it very seriously, and that's why it hurts me so badly when you hate every single movie.
Listen, I mean, let's be clear. If I don't like it, it is not a reflection on you, just on your bad choices.
Understood.
Yeah. All right. Tomorrow morning, right around this time, Bob's Movie Club homework assignment will be doled out. I've got a couple things here. First of all, it's time to play a minigame.
Okay.
How old is Marion Ross, Mrs. Cunningham, today? Well,
the better
today.
Question would be, does she even know who Mrs. Cunningham is?
Oh.
She does not.
From Happy Days. Do you ever hear a show called... She was the mom.
I've heard of it.
They called
her Mrs. C. Richie Cunningham. And that was like late 70s, early 80s. So that gives you a
That was my favorite TV show for a while there.
Oh, God. Happy Days.
I loved it.
Great. Potsy.
Mm-hmm. All of it.
Ralph Malph. Fonzie.
I now look at Henry Winkler and think, that guy? But...
I know. It's so funny. But he's his own
person. But at the time, a guy who can walk into a diner, put two arms out where no one is, and two girls run in and underneath his arms. That's all he had to do. He walks in, and two girls come running from both sides of the and get right underneath there.
Oh, Fonzie. Fonzie.
He's rolling with one under every arm when he wants. Or he goes, and the music comes on, and the dancing begins.
Yep.
I was.
He was the coolest guy
I don't know what
ever.
I was, 7, 8, 9, but I'm like, oh, my God.
Styled after, like, a James Dean guy, too. You know, the black leather jacket, the white T-shirt.
Okay, so how old is Mrs. Cunningham?
How old is Mrs. Cunningham? And it's not, I don't think her birthday is today, but she just celebrated it.
90.
All right.
84.
She is 97 years old.
Wow.
97. She's definitely wearing a wig in these pictures, but she looks good. Huge smile on her face. All right. Bonus point, because I had to look it up. What is Mrs. Cunningham's first name on the show?
You already said it.
Did I?
Yep.
What did I say?
Marion Ross or Marion Cunningham.
I said Marion Cunningham. Mm-hmm. God, I'm terrible at games.
Did you hear her say that or no?
Well, I did say Marion Ross, but I was trying not to say it. Maybe you just knew.
Maybe.
Oh, her real first name is her
first name. Her
real first name
is her first name on the show.
Oh, okay. So maybe that's what you said, Marion Ross, and I just went, you already said her name.
I'm going to give myself a negative point for that.
You didn't know. It's probably me. You probably didn't say Marion Cunningham, but you did say Marion, and I know that to be the name.
All right, so anyway. Bob gets a point for that.
Give her both of them.
No, I'm giving myself a negative one. Negative one for Sarah, even though I'm doing the games today. I'm just going to take that away from myself.
All right.
So anyway, there's a photo of her. She gets a shout out from the Fonz, and she looks like a pretty spry 97-year-old. And it was funny because I was looking at the New York Post this morning, and this is where I found the story. And they do some of those pictures from the cast, and nobody's face is jacked up. And, you know, because if she's 97 now, she had to be around 50 or so, or maybe in her late 40s. I think the show ended in 84. Is that 41 years ago?
What I know is I when I guessed her age, I was thinking maybe she's way younger than I think, because she played this mom role, mm-hmm. but she was young enough to.
Well, she must have been in her late 40s, early 50s. And look at this picture of her. She's so pretty. She's so cute. She's there in a picture with Joni, her daughter. And there you go. That is a woman who is around 50. Hasn't gotten a thing done. There's no Botox. There's none of that stuff. It's the 80s, kids. She looks freaking delightful.
I can't believe that show.
Her lips aren't blown up.
I can't believe that show was still on in the 80s. I thought that was a full-on 70s show.
I think I read like 77 to 84, something like that. Something like that. I don't know. I don't have the dates right in front of me right now.
That would mean I watched less of it than I even think I did.
74 to 84.
Yeah, I don't think I was still watching in the 80s.
You know, the show, I mean, there was the Jump the Shark. You know the saying, they jumped the shark?
Yes.
Did you know that was a Happy Days reference?
I have heard that before.
Okay.
I wouldn't have known that off the top of my head, but it's ringing a bell up there.
Yeah.
In the old memory office.
Fonzie actually took his motorcycle and jumped the shark, and everyone went.
No, he did it on water skis.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Even worse.
No, I that's the one of those shows where the tension's building, and I think Richie is driving the boat, and Fonzie's wearing I think he's wearing his leather jacket. I have a memory
of
it.
Water skiing? Oh my.
And he's in on the water skis, two, not one. He's on both skis. And the forever in this episode, they're just making turns, building the tension before they find, because the jump is not a jump. You see the back of some guy take off, and then you see this guy standing, and you know, it's just
right. Just a close in shot of him.
It's
going,
really badly done.
Up over the shark now.
And
that is so funny.
And then he makes it. Everyone, yay! But they really built the tension there.
And it didn't work.
No,
and
that was
is forever the thing
known
that people
as
say.
The end.
Yeah. Anyway, happy birthday to her. 97 years old. That's and still looking good. Big smile on her face. Looking like she might actually eat that cake.
You have the picture of her now?
Yeah.
Let me see that.
Sure. Recognizable.
Yep. The wig's very natural looking, though. I don't know why you're calling that a wig.
Oh, really? You feel like it really?
I mean, how? You don't know.
Okay.
Maybe she just left the beauty parlor.
Yeah, maybe. She's sticking with that red hair.
Yeah.
It's a good look.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Might be nice to just have some wigs, and when you get old, just keep it cut, cropped tight, and pull on something cute.
My grandma on my mom's side, who was a step-grandma, she was someone, I don't know what she suffered from, and I was just a boy, but she couldn't have been... She was in her 50s. She was our age and had what looked like a bald head with some wisps of hair on top of it, which I'm sure is horrifying, right?
Sure.
For a woman. But that's so she put on her helmet.
Wig.
Mm-hmm. And whenever they visit, it was one of those.
You'd see her without the wig.
You'd see her in the morning beforehand, and then you'd see her just. And it was really, it's damaging. You know, to a little boy, we're.
What happened to your hair? Oh my God. Yeah, I like to think that I won't be vain at all anymore when I'm super elderly. But I probably will be like, somebody get me a wig. I'll take the blue one. I look cute in that one.
Oh, that would be so great if when I'm old, the blue hair tint is back in style.
Oh, I don't. I think it is still in style.
It's such a vibe.
I see like the lavender tint too. Like, my supermarket is right by this old folks home. So there's always people, you know, old folks crossing the street and stuff or in the supermarket.
Old people and teenagers, huh?
Yes. I got the high school on one side and the retirement home on the other side.
Good for you.
It's incredible. Just like nothing but crosswalks everywhere you turn around that area. And they, I saw this lady with definitely her, it seemed definitely to be her own hair, very elderly, on, you know, using a walker, tight curls, purple, like not dark purple, but like a lavender tint. And I thought, that's pretty cool. She must have been a cool lady. She's still cool. We give up on people. They get to a certain age and we're like, they must have been cool at one point. Why can't they still be cool?
I won't give up on you. You'll always be cool to me.
Oh, you're the best. Thanks. You're like the daughter I never had. Literally my, you know, you're, what are you, 5 years older than my?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had him at 32. So you could have totally been my daughter.
Aw.
Yeah. Love Bob. Ranker.com. Yeah. Which I enjoy. I do like to go there and just see what they've come up with some topic and then give some options and people do their voting. So as of last night, they have a list going on of the best scream queens of horror ranked by fans.
Okay.
And
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Number one.
Yep.
Yep. There it is. Halloween franchise, The Fog, Prom Night, Terror Train, and Scream Queens. So there you go. Jamie Lee wins it. Who else is on here? And they go pretty deep, I would say. There's a few throwbacks here.
It's interesting that I can only go one deep here. Why can't I think of any others?
I'll remind you. At number 10 currently is Jenna Ortega. Not only is she Wednesday Addams, but she was also in the Scream franchise, The Babysitter Killer Queen, Studio 666, which was the, isn't Studio 666 the Dave Grohl, like the Foo Fighters made a horror movie?
Yeah, but I honestly never saw one Scream movie, so I don't have any idea that she was in that.
I saw like the first three of those.
I don't think of Wednesday as, but you're right. Absolutely, she's a Scream queen. Okay.
Speaking of the Scream franchise, that's the person I thought of first. I'm like, when I think of a Scream queen, I think of Neve Campbell. Neve Campbell did all those early Scream movies. I think there was like a pay argument and I don't think she's in them anymore, but I could be wrong. She was also in The Craft, The Dark, Are You Afraid of the Dark? But Neve Campbell is
that
currently
celebrity
second place.
Lives entirely outside of anything I've ever seen.
You never watched Party of Five?
No. I know of that as a pop culture thing, but no. Nope.
Is Neve Campbell the one who has like a sex scene with maybe Denise Richards in Wild Things?
I'm telling you, I've never seen anything she's done.
She is in Wild Things.
I think there's a naughty, like a pool scene or something.
That may have happened, and I may have seen that at some point in my life because of computers, but I've never watched that movie.
Mm. At number three, they've got Janet Leigh. Who is, they call her the OG Scream Queen.
Yeah.
That's also Jamie Lee Curtis's mom. Psycho, The Fog, Halloween H2O, and Night of the Lepus. Lepus? Night of the Lepus. Never heard of that, but it sounds hideous.
Lepus?
What is lepus? Yikes. Heather Langenkamp is from the Nightmare on Elm Street franchise, Shocker, Hellraiser Judgment, and Truth or Dare. Linda Blair. She was in.
Oh, yes. I should have known that. That is absolutely.
I don't think when I think of horror movies, though, I don't think about the Exorcist ones or possessed by a demon ones. I just don't. They don't jump into my head the way like slasher films do. But yeah, there's nothing more horrifying than the movie The Exorcist. Like that chick, she is legion.
There's your Neve Campbell, Denise Richards.
Oh, it is them.
It is them.
Yeah, that was very much
talked
about.
They're in a pool
about.
And they are making out. I don't know where it goes from there because I'm looking at a still.
Yeah. I don't know.
But
maybe you've got parental controls on there and it's not showing you anything else.
I don't know if they get naked or not.
Linda Blair did The Exorcist, The Exorcist 2, The Heretic, Hell Knight, and she was in one of the Scream movies. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Buffy, is that Buffy?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I never watched
but
that either.
She's also in Scream 2, I Know What You Did Last Summer, The Grudge, which was like a remake of a Japanese movie. It's like 20 years old at least, Vin. Okay. And they say here, the live action Scooby-Doo, she's in that as well. But Sarah Michelle Gellar, I think she qualifies. Vera Farmiga, who did the whole The Conjuring franchise. She also did Orphan, Annabelle Comes Home, The Nun, and Captive State.
Does she do other stuff?
She's in that movie with Matt Damon and Leo DiCaprio, The Departed.
Yes.
I loved her in that. I think that's the first thing I ever saw her in. She plays like a therapist, I think, or a psychologist.
She is in that uniquely beautiful bucket, like Uma Thurman. Or
yes.
Like there's that, she's
gorgeous. At first glance, you might pass by her.
Uh-huh.
They're empty eyes and just pass me by. But when you start watching her, like she's really captivating. She is a, she has like a goth band or a punk band. Even now, I just recently, we talked about it very briefly, but there, she had put some video out where she's like a full on rock chick. I like it. They've got Sigourney Weaver on this list as well.
Aliens could be considered that.
Plus she was in Ghostbusters and.
Oh,
we heard
right.
Horror comedy, but also Cabin in the Woods, Vamps, and something called Raka, R-A-K-K-A. So if you're a Sigourney fan, maybe you want to check her out in some other horror movies. Anyway, it's week of Halloween, so I'm trying to remind you of all the wonderful horror movies you can watch.
Cabin in the Woods was the first R-rated movie I went to see in theaters.
Oh, is that so?
Yep. I loved it.
Do you love horror movies?
I
and
do.
Is it because that's one of those ones where they're all the kids are in the cabin in the woods, but and then one by one they get.
So it's so funny. Yes, I went with my boyfriend at the time. We were like, okay, what R-rated movies?
What's
are
this
out?
Boy's name?
I don't want to say.
Jill.
I'm not going to give him airtime.
Oh, wow.
And
was he mean to you?
No,
he's just not Susan.
Okay,
that's loyalty right there.
Is it?
I think so.
And we were like, oh, Cabin in the Woods. Oh, that's going to be a crappy, scary movie. Everyone's in a cabin in the woods. But it's kind of ironic. It's Joss Whedon who does a lot of superhero stuff.
Yeah,
it's so good. Oh. I highly recommend if you're looking for any Halloween movies.
Do you have any memory of the struggle to get to see an R movie?
Yes.
You do?
Of course.
I have no memory of trying to.
We snuck into a few when I was like 15, 16. But I don't remember like what the first one I legally was able to go to.
The way she just like nailed that, I'm thinking, I can't tell you that. I have no memory of that.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that because I was wasted. I mean, it doesn't stand out as a milestone moment.
Yeah. Oh, I was waiting. Because my mom and dad would never like go to the movies with us. It just wasn't a thing.
Oh.
In fact, the closest movie theaters, well, you know what? I take that back. They did. There was a theater two towns over in Brockton where we would go sometimes. Because they had $1.50 movies. It was the cheapest movie. It was like $3 over across town to go to the movies. But they would have like movies that weren't fresh in theaters at this place. I think that might even be where we saw Star Wars. Because we definitely all went to Star Wars together.
I think I paid $11.50 to see Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, boy. And you were 17?
Mm-hmm.
Man, what is it? What is a primetime, a Saturday night ticket to a movie theater cost now?
20?
Oh, my God. That's crazy. I only ever go to like old people matinees. Get my senior discount. All right, Ben, what's coming up?
I just remembered that before I get to what's coming up, my wife sent me this picture last night of me trying to catch some Z's while we had the new baby in the house. And I'd put on noise canceling headphones and I'd taken a pair of her clean diapers and put them over my face.
Oh, like trapped underneath the headphones?
And so I'm trying to catch some, you know that, you remember those days, right?
I do. There you are. He's sitting upright in a leather recliner with headphones, so the diapers across his face, much lower on his face than you'd even think. Like, I think he might have to mouth breathe for this one. And then he's got them tucked underneath the round part of the headphones. That's funny.
She sent me the picture and I had this moment of like, oh my God, I remember that struggle. And we're so far from that now.
Mm.
One of them's 7 and one of them's going 12 in a couple days.
This weekend, right.
But there I was catching some Z's with diapers on my, like.
You look, I can't even see your face and you look exhausted. Your whole demeanor is just like, I'm broken.
Trying, please, to just get. Anyway, Halloween stuff right after these.
Spooky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen all day, all week. On the 5, starting at 7.05. So just a few minutes from now, we'll do our first code word. So you can win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier. Save $200 this October and choose the plan that fits your life. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. Here's what's happening. Sunny today and a high of 80.
Oh boy, even warmer. Yesterday was so beautiful.
It was. I actually was driving down the coast completely loving life. And there were even waves. I didn't have time, but it was just absolutely one of those drives where you're going, put some music on and driving, you know, down the windy roads and seeing the ocean on the side. Okay, I got this. Gymnastics in 1 hour.
Yay.
And then Taco Tuesday. I got this.
I do like a Taco Tuesday.
We had Taco Tuesday, except one of us is missing her front teeth, so it had to be a kind of more like a taco bowl because there's nothing
to incise
with. We were watching her like try to eat on the side of her mouth, and just you can't help but be like, it's so cute, but we're trying not to laugh at you.
Is the nub of the first tooth starting to come down? Oh boy, she's
we're
still just
gums out there in the front. And a big Anyway.
Yeah.
Toronto won last night 6-2. So the series, the World Series, this is baseball. The World Series is now tied. While these games are in LA, this has been a red carpet event. Brad Pitt, Bateman, all these guys are at the ball game.
Harry and Meghan Markle were there.
Oh, were they?
Were they?
Mm-hmm. I missed that part, but yes.
Mm. Well.
It is. If you like the star watching, watch the game tonight. Game 5 tonight at 5. There's that. I like that it's tied up.
I like it too.
I'm a Giants guy, but so maybe you root against LA, I guess. But in reality, I just want good games. Mm. The drama's fun. 1 in 8 people have lived in a haunted house.
Okay.
I'm told I did because the place I moved into with Christina, she says, this house is haunted. She says it. She says, I saw, and she'll tell the story to anybody all the time, but I don't know. Oh, this is good. Except this isn't my Martian story, but it's okay. Sorry, I should have told you. The Martian said, you know what? I'm skipping. Leave it on. There's an outside chance aliens will make first contact today.
Oh, yeah? Says who?
Hold on. Setting a vibe.
Okay.
If you're not up on your UFO news.
I want to believe.
An interstellar comet from outside our solar system has been zipping past us the last few months. Mm. It's only the third one we've ever seen, and it's big.
Interstellar.
Experts think it's about the size of Manhattan.
Oh.
And it's different than normal comets, so the X-Files crowd thinks maybe it's the mothership.
Hell yeah. Sounds good.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's millions of miles away right now on the other side of the sun, so why is today the day that aliens might make first contact? They probably won't. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Stop
but anyway.
It. Stop
oh,
it.
Did I just ruin the vibe? Basically. Oh.
Start it over. Did we run out? Did we run out of music?
No, he said it was over.
Oh.
Basically, it's when it reaches its closest point to the sun, an event called perihelion. Perihelion, sorry. If it's aliens, today's the best day for them to change course by firing their boosters and using the sun's gravity like a slingshot.
Ah.
And if they know we're watching, they might want to reach out and say hi. Or, you know, the other thing we always worry about.
Sure. Space invaders.
Yeah. Probes. Mm. You know.
Yeah.
Those probes.
Yeah.
That people talk about.
Right. They seem to be into it.
A guy at Harvard named Avi Loeb.
Oh.
Has been pushing the alien theory. He joked last month that if you're planning a vacation, maybe go before the 29th.
Because today's the day. Hopefully their first words are, we come in peace.
Well, that's probably better than a couple others that just went through my head, for sure.
Mm-hmm. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile.
Right.
You guys look delicious. We want all your water. I mean, there's so many things that they...
Anyway. Today could be first contact.
All right.
Are you ready?
I am. I am ready for it.
Okay.
Are you ready for it? Go back to the 1 in 8 houses.
I'm so sorry, Bob. I had her assist, but I didn't tell her it was the second story.
I didn't immediately recognize it because I didn't hear the do-do-do-do-do-do. So I was like, oh, that's great. She's playing scary music for the haunted houses.
I don't normally, because I don't pre-plan everything, I don't normally ask for an assist, but I thought today X-Files was going to be the...
The closest I ever felt to being in a haunted house, Vinny, was when we did that live broadcast from, is it Moss Landing
Yes,
Brewery?
That was really cool.
That was really cool. And... It just had that feeling like it was dark. It was the middle of the night. We were recording a show
It was right on the ocean.
And they really have embraced this. I think it's the Blue Lady, right?
Mm-hmm. So
that I actually got like that, those shivers and like goosebumps. That was pretty fun.
800-400-3697. If you've lived in a haunted house, we'd love to hear.
Sure.
You know, keep it brief. It's a text, but 1 in 8 people say, I've lived somewhere that was haunted before.
And you say your wife.
Yeah.
Your old house that you guys used to share a couple houses ago.
And this was before I married her. So, you know, I mean, it's not that I don't believe her as a human being. I just.
But you didn't experience that at all.
I didn't see any of it. I don't know what she's talking about. I don't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You know.
Bob, any haunted house stuff?
When I was a kid in rural Pennsylvania.
Dude, you got music?
I don't have, I'm looking to see if I have
something up
any.
Underneath there.
I was friends with this family that was, the kids were even more unsupervised than I was.
Oh,
and nice. We would sneak out and there was this old abandoned
house. How old are
house.
You guys at this point?
Like 6.
Oh, little free range kids. It's the olden days.
When maybe you say 7 or 8.
When you say you were free range, you were a free range kid, does your mom ever text you or talk to you and say, it wasn't like that? Or is she all, yeah, it was like that?
She doesn't listen to the show.
Okay.
Oh.
That's good.
Yeah.
Did you not tell her that she can from anywhere just for having a smartphone?
Odyssey.
She says it's too much. Like, it's too fun. It's too distracting. She has to work.
Oh.
You know?
Got it. All right. Go back to your six.
Yes.
And
yeah.
There's a haunted house nearby.
Yeah. So we sneak out and we go by the creek in the woods. And there's an abandoned, like, old-timey house.
This in Pennsylvania?
Yes. This is in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. A lot of bad.
Pennsylvania's scary.
Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Like, it. That's
a lot of history.
And we're with my friend's older sister. She's a lot older than us. She's probably like 13 with her friends. And we go into this house and there is some stuff in there. And there's a like a globe lamp sitting in the corner. It's about like a foot and a half tall.
Yeah.
And it lights up. Like, even though there's no electricity, this is an insanely old house. And these memories are, you know, they've tried to take them from me, but I'm holding on to them as tightly as I can. And so my friend steals the globe, and I still have it to this day. My mom put a new light bulb in it.
Well, the end of that story is just so much less frightening.
Mom, look what I stole on my sleepover.
Yeah.
But you swear, as in your little six-year-old mind, like that, you're in this abandoned house, no electricity, light comes on when you go in there.
Yes.
And your thought is, let's steal it.
I didn't steal it. I was a goody-goody. Like, it's very possible I didn't even, like, actually step into the house.
Oh.
I like to hang out with the dangerous kids, but I was like, they thought I was the goody two-shoes.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, I don't know, guys, maybe we should go.
Well, you were six, so it's not that surprising that a little kid would be scared.
Well, there are people, and I agree with what you're saying in that Christina's like this. She was someone who didn't, she followed rules.
Yeah.
The rules say you can't do that. I'm like, yeah, we're on our street. You can sit in the back of a pickup. Mm-hmm. It'll be fine. Well, no, you can't.
No, that's not allowed.
Okay. We're driving to the neighbors four houses down. We'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
No. I'll walk. I'll meet you there. Okay. You should follow the rules. Like, I don't want to, you know, tell her.
Right.
You dork. What are you doing?
Whatever you're comfortable with.
Right. Anyway, people, here are the things that people say. These are the top haunted experiences. Hearing weird noises. 2/3 of people who lived in a haunted house reported things like footsteps, banging sounds, or mysterious music.
What about like you walk through a cold patch?
Cold patches. I like it.
Yeah.
I don't see it on the list, but I like it.
The house that we lived in, the first house we bought here, which I'm sure you probably came to it at some point.
Is that the one in Strawberry?
Mm-hmm. We used to joke that it was haunted because raccoons lived on top of it, and they would just constantly be like scuttling noises. So whenever like we'd have house guests over, like, okay, well, so at night there's ghosts, but it was just raccoons. So hopefully that's what all these other things are. You hate to think that there's restless spirits out there. I mean, rest in peace.
60% of people who've lived in a haunted house say they have seen shadowy figures or ghosts. Objects move on their own.
Mm.
The feeling of being touched.
Oh, that's creepy.
Flickering lights.
Mm.
Or appliances turning on and off by themselves.
Mm.
A poll found most of us would buy a haunted house if the price was right.
Yeah.
Just live with it.
Yep.
What? The lights turn on, but we got a steal on this place.
I know. It's so beautiful. It's like the first season of American Horror Story where they're like, we can afford this? And they're like, yeah, it's really haunted.
People do say, though, while they would buy a haunted house, especially if the price was right, if a house was known for a famous murder, that's a no.
Yeah. I think if someone has died in the house in the last 3 years, I'm pretty sure you have to disclose that.
I've heard that, and I don't know that that's true.
No.
Well, I mean, who's going to, what are you going to break the contract? I think most people would be like, I don't want you to tell me because this house is the house.
Yeah.
I'm on my 15th offer.
Right.
I just want one to be taken so I can start moving in.
Well, I think that if it wasn't disclosed and you moved in and everyone in the neighborhood was like, I can't believe you're living there after the horrible murder that happened. And then you'd be like, I'm going to sue the out of these people.
Maybe.
That's probably why they disclose it.
800-400-3697. Bob is on the show.
I lived in a small bungalow in Colorado for a few years. My 5-year-old daughter's bedroom was definitely haunted. Footsteps would run through the house. It would shake her bed in her sleep. I tried to play it off so I wouldn't terrify my 5-year-old, but that place was haunted for sure.
Oh, geez. Tell me what the area code is on these so I know who's...
707.
All right.
Good morning.
Hey.
925 says, I never lived in a haunted house, but my old roommate was worse than any ghost could ever be.
We all had that experience. Yes, absolutely.
Like, I'd rather live with a ghost. One who rattles chains all night.
I'm going to put all these dishes in your bed so you understand that this can't happen.
Let's see here. When I lived in my grandparents' house, you would hear footsteps, talking, and see shadows when no one was there. Creepy as can be. I moved, and thank goodness.
You know, the hardwood floor type attic where people can walk around up there?
Yeah.
And it like
creaks.
Like grown-up shoes, you know, the ones that click? That would really make it hard to finish a show, wouldn't it? Like you're trying to watch a TV show and you hear someone walking around in grown-up shoes upstairs.
I wouldn't notice it if the TV were on. And plus the TV is just like, it's like daytime. You know, in the daytime, you're like, well, that's ridiculous. Be rational. And then it's for me, it was always like when I would be in bed with just a small light on next to my bed. And so I lived in a really old house growing up and you'd have your book open. You'd be reading a book. And I remember reading Salem's Lot and I was terrified. Yeah. And then of course, in the morning, you're like, you're so silly. It's ridiculous. But at night, like you hear any little creak or groan.
It lends to belief.
Yes. We are out of time. Tickets for Disneyland Resort plus America's 250th birthday book. It's kind of cool. And for Halloween, the all-time best villains.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.